Leveling Up Society presents Palette Cleansers, because sometimes you need a nice moment between two not-so-nice things.
We are shifting it up.
Shifting gears.
Yeah. So because we're so entrenched in shifters, was it Who came up with the idea for this palate cleanser?
I think it was me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So if we were a shifter, what shifter would you? What would we want to shift into? So, like, is it the thing? Is this for sex reasons?
I was thinking,
is this a case where? Because I feel like in some of the books, you almost have like not powers, but like certain traits that seem to carry
like
over
long
even when you're a person.
Ugh.
Like that, or like habits, like the. What was it, the bear shifter? They were all sort of, like, territorial and, like...
They could smell
robotic.
The smell thing. Well, couldn't smell their language.
That's true.
If I understood, then...
Yeah.
I was thinking of it for both reasons.
We'll choose. And I honestly don't know the answer to this question. I've been like legitimately thinking about it recently, and I'm like, I don't know.
I can't decide.
I mean, whatever you answer now doesn't need to be your forever answer if you're presented with the option to shift.
If somebody presented me immediately with the option to shift, I would answer with the dumbest thing because it would be the first shit that comes to mind. I'd be like, a meerkat.
That'd be adorable.
How would that be beneficial for anybody?
I don't know. Okay, so I'll go first because I actually know what my shift. Yeah, okay.
You're like I've been waiting.
I'm ready.
Like you and Autumn are.
Yeah, so I would be a marmot. I have my reasons. So for those who don't know, marmots are like raccoon-sized rodents that live in the alpine tundra and just kind of waddle around and lounge in the sun all day and eat snacks.
What about the ones that, like, are also in the alpine but that scream?
Those are pikas.
The pikas.
Those are adorable and delightful and so cute. But marmots hibernate, and they just kind of wander around. And they're like, they're like the raccoons of the tundra. I guess.
Yeah, they are.
Because they'll, like, if you leave your backpack down and they're too friendly, they'll just go up and, like, lick the salt off your backpack. Because that's who they are.
Scavengers.
And, like, they get to just hang out and snack in these beautiful, like, majestic peaks and with gorgeous, spectacular views. And, like, that just sounds amazing. The thing is, I would like being a marmot so much that I would just shift into one and never shift back.
Cats off in the wilderness.
I wouldn't be a marmot shifter. I'd just be a marmot.
Occasionally turns into a human.
Yeah. And that's it. And that would be that. So that's, it wouldn't be for sex reasons. I'm not really sure what my answer would be for that one.
I'm going to look up what marmot dicks are like now.
Don't ruin my dream.
Maybe I'll enhance. Yeah, Kelsey's doing the same. We're ready. We're on it.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
First thing that you see is just like,
did you just Google marmot sex?
Yes.
I looked up marmot genitalia.
Did you know that, like, they're actually very interesting scientifically for their hormones?
Huh. Oh, yeah. A wake-up call for sex-changing
chemicals. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's National Geographic. Tell me more.
Well, now I'm looking this up.
Okay, so here's the blurb. Fuzzy rodents of the Rocky Mountains are giving scientists a hint of how hormone-mimicking chemicals can mess with animals' reproductions.
Huh.
Two new studies involving yellow-bellied marmots reveal that just slight changes in the animal's natural exposure to testosterone, words are hard, has profound effects on their lives.
Huh.
Also, I found a literal scientific paper that's reproductive strategies of yellow-bellied marmots, energy conservation, and differences between the sexes.
Let's get it out.
First article that came up for me was a National Geographic article called The Long Lost Bone, and it's about, like, the penis bones that some animals have.
Oh my!
I don't know the marmots have them though.
What? Share that in the Discord.
Oh my god!
Let me see. Hang on.
I'm glad the search has turned up
bone.
So many things.
I'm glad I said marmot.
Did you know studies have shown that weed killers make male frogs lay eggs?
Huh.
Awesome.
Birds, did you know that birds don't have penises for the most part? other than something we'll get into later, I'm sure.
Like, oh, yeah, because Autumn wants to, Which, let's move on from... I think we focused on marmots for long enough. Let's give everyone else a chance.
Yeah.
Okay, well, mine would be for sex reasons, because I find it highly entertaining. I don't understand the evolutionary track of ducks. I don't understand how ducks' genitalia came to be, because male ducks have corkscrew penises that just spring-load into action, and female ducks have labyrinth-like vaginas that have false entrances for the men.
So I did not know about that.
Yes, and so actually, I know about this, I don't know how, but because ducks are such dicks.
Because why not?
The males,
they're such dicks?
Yeah, the males will force themselves on the females.
Yes. Okay.
So that's like engaging in like necrophilia, and they'll just fuck anything.
Homo necrophilia.
Yeah. So they actually go in depth on this in the most recent Wine and Crime, Dick Crimes.
Which I'm going to listen to tomorrow. I'm very excited.
It's amazing. Y'all should listen to it. It's great. But ducks are actually will like choose a long-term sexual partner. Like female ducks will choose like a long-term sexual partner. So the male ducks who aren't chosen will force themselves on the female, and they actually have the ability to like alter their female ducks have the ability to like alter their vagina depending on whether or not they want the duck to fuck them.
Huh.
And apparently there's, like, very, very low rate of actual, like, conception by rape, basically, as opposed to, like, consensual sex in female ducks because of how they've evolved with their vaginas.
Labyrinth vaginas?
Labyrinth vaginas.
Yes.
I do love the idea that there's, like, a labyrinth inside of this duck.
And there's probably a David Bowie Goblin King waiting in there, too. Oh, no. I don't know.
Well, duck I found penises. An article... Yeah. Called Vancouver Island Marmots Go Wild After Sex Tapes.
Wow.
Marmots are bringing us all joy tonight.
They are.
I understand why you want to be a marmot now.
They're actually, it's amazing. Actually, oh, so apparently on the brink of extinction, the Vancouver Island marmot, Marmota vancouverensis, is one of the rarest mammals in the world, but they apparently have gone from under 30 wild marmots to a current population of about 200.
Oh, dang.
So, I guess this sex tape was effective.
Apparently.
Back to duck penises for a moment. And
corkscrew right
duck
back.
Penises grow bigger among rivals.
Whoa.
And then the National Geographic got sassy because their little snippet is size matters when it comes to the social setting for some ducks.
I feel like they also talked about this on Wine and Crime. I don't know why Lucy knows so much about duck penises, but I'm not, you know...
It just has a degree in thinking that duck penisology. Lucy and I are very similar in many ways.
Maybe you are,
so
Lucy.
These ones, though, it's saying the highly promiscuous ruddy ducks never form pair bonds, and almost all copulations are forced. So I guess different duck breeds have different...
Huh.
Like, yikes, ducks.
Yeah.
Yikes, ducks is right.
It just walled me.
So yeah, that's what I think... Not because I actually want to be rapey duck McGee over here, but I just, like, either want to, like, know what it feels like to have a labyrinth vagina or corkscrew penis. So, and also, ducks are really fucking aggressive, so, like, I just want to, like, quack the fuck out of people.
I would love to see that.
Reasonable. Yeah, I would pay to see that, for sure.
Small but mighty is also me in real life, anyway, so why not translate it to my shifter personality? Quack!
Right. Amazing. All right.
Honestly, I have no idea. Probably some kind of bird because it'd be cool to fly. Because that's the greenest answer ever.
You want to
be an albatross? Because it would fly really far.
Yeah. I was thinking, like, I don't know. I honestly, like, I know I'm super boring. I'm like, I don't have an answer for this. I don't know. I feel like no matter what animal I can shift into, I'm going to be eaten by something.
Your death will not be good.
Kelsey,
it's not going to go well for me.
Then you should be a bear shifter.
Oh my god,
yes.
Be a big mama.
Or like a
honestly,
rhinoceros.
If I was
something.
Like a, oh yeah, or a rhinoceros.
Someone's going to eat you then.
An elephant. Yes. I would totally be an elephant.
Oh my god, elephant shifter?
Just drink really stuff cool. through my nose.
be really hard. Oh, but if you're an elephant shifter, then your memory will probably also be really good.
Right? Ooh, yeah. Because, like, if we talk about, what traits would translate into being human, like, I would be lazy and eat snacks. Nothing's changed.
I was going to say, what about, like, a sloth? Like, something that just sleeps all the time.
There you go.
It's slow, and that's its thing.
Yeah, elephant sex practices. Oh my god!
Yeah, like, was it the episode? I don't remember what episode we talked about. It may not have happened yet, but yeah, elephants have prehensile penises.
But he's literally crumping National Geographic. Up. Wait, that's not a trunk.
He uses his penis to prop himself up to swat flies.
Wow.
I mean, what did we all? You know.
Yeah, the elephant's penis is not only massive, but prehensile.
Yeah, there we go.
These swatting flies imagery is really
good. We watched in baffled amusement, I would say this tinge of inadequacy. Oh, National Geographic is winning today on the sex articles.
National Geographic is ready.
Oops. Yeah, they're doing the Lord's work right now.
Yeah, okay. I'd probably be an elephant or like a sloth. I just want to sleep all the time, y'all. Mm. That's all I want.
So probably a sloth.
That's a good goal.
Yeah, probably.
Or like any sort of cat.
A cat would be great.
Yeah. You could be like a leopard.
I don't eat green things. I only eat meat, and cats are obligate carnivores. So.
There you go.
Yeah, I would be a cat. Probably like, I don't know, a domestic house cat. Somebody just like literally just feeds me on a schedule.
Yeah.
And I sleep all the time.
And occasionally, like, piss people off and then go hide.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm down for that.
I like it.
Not for sex reasons, because I feel like
No. They have barbed penises.
It's
happening?
Yeah, it's intentionally.
The animal kingdom is wild.
They intentionally make it like painful after sex for the female, so that they won't want to have sex.
Oh my god!
Oh, that's horrifying.
But then it's
I didn't know
so
that
it stays in there too.
Yeah, nice. No, it's gross.
Which is why they scream so much when they mate.
Females are not having a good time.
No.
Well, anyway. Did you know sloth penises inflate?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just sort of like pufferfish, right? As people will
like a pufferfish.
Oh, we can't talk about
that. For her pleasure.
We can't, yeah.
Well, just did we ever talk about, like, ABO on the podcast episode?
Probably.
Because we haven't, so...
Maybe the next book we pick, the next book I pick, maybe.
Well, yeah, because speaking...
I'll try to find some Omegaverse for us.
Speaking of dog-like traits and inflating penises, that's what happens in the Omega. It's Alpha, Beta, Omega, where, like, people have... I think it was to start in, like, the Supernatural fandom, I think. For some reason. And
I say that like that's not surprising.
People have, like, basically the penis, like, knots like a dog's does, and they have, like, go into heat, and they...
Yeah, they have, like, weirdly selective... wolf-like traits that aren't actually that accurate to, like, how wolves actually socialize themselves, but it's very strange. I mean, we're going to talk about it eventually, I think.
Yeah.
We should.
Interesting.
We should.
Okay.
But Krista, your turn.
Krista, yeah, it is your turn.
Yeah.
Food for thought.
It has given me so much food for thought, and I was already, like, very conflicted. I was thinking of wolf originally, because I really love wolves, and then I was like, I really like cats, and I really relate to cats, but I think I'm actually going to go with a dolphin.
Dolphins
actually enjoy sex. That's what they enjoy, if we're talking about the worst.
But they also,
well, the
like...
male dolphins can be the worst, but there are few creatures in the animal kingdom that, like, actually enjoy sex, like a bonobo, maybe.
Yes.
That would be a good option for me, too, bonobo.
Oh my god.
Well, did you know that? No, deer engage in threesomes.
What? Wait, really?
Yeah. So
how?
Years ago, I went with my cousins in New York to the Museum of Sex, which was really awesome. No, we did not witness it, but we went to the Museum of Sex, and they had an exhibit about animals, about sex in the animal kingdom. And deers, like, so one deer will be fucking another deer, mounting it, and a third deer will come along and mount that top deer.
Oh my god.
And they'll just all, like, have a time. Oh, so, yeah.
Human centipede of copulation.
Yeah.
Of sorts.
I don't like that.
Delete that.
Oh my god. Okay. So dolphins, they have a prehensile penis, which means
another
they can
one?
Swivel, grab, and grope, much like a human hand.
Oh,
Wait, that actually sounds like slightly nightmarish.
The prehensile penis helps males navigate the complex labyrinth-like reproductive traits another of female one? Dolphins.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Jeez! Oh my god! What I picked a loaded choice.
Can actually orgasm, which is unusual in nature.
Whoa! Dolphins?
No, female Japanese macaques.
Oh,
I can mate up to once an hour.
Damn.
Huh.
So maybe I'll be one of those.
I think this palate cleanser up with the D&D are in my top two palate
cleansers. We've just learned so much today.
I'm learning
a lot.
Did you know brown bears can perform fellatio on one another?
Brown bears? Whoa. Where are you learning all this?
I need to do an entire episode on this or something.
I shared the thing. It's animals who love doing it.
That's, yeah. Oh, wow.
I'm still stuck on the dolphins. I'm a little disturbed.
I like the answer. I mean, sex reason.
No. Oh, Krista, I wasn't knocking you. I just didn't know what dolphin penises were like.
Yeah, I totally got bonobo.
Deeply insulted.
This is horrifying.
I didn't know what dolphins were like.
But like the, and that ranker, the 10 animals that like having sex, it's the brown
Andechinus
keeps doing it until he dies?
No.
What? Okay, that's true of a lot of males in the animal kingdom.
What?
He keeps goes at it until he literally falls apart. Oh my god, it's a link. Do I want to click it?
Oh yes. God.
Oh god. He'll exhaust himself with the activity until his body begins. It's like a little shrew type animal.
Oh, that's upsetting.
And
it's, he's so cute.
He lives in Australia. That explains that.
Of course.
Oh, bees have death orgies? What the fuck?
Whoa.
Well, yeah.
Dolphins will fuck fish heads?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Dolphins are real horny.
To masturbate?
Don't you remember my history segment about the LSD dolphins?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. They've exhibited sexual interest in humans, apparently. Dolphins.
Wait, what?
I do
dolphins
appreciate...
have also exhibited sexual interest in humans.
Yes, they do.
Dolphins are monster
fuckers.
Yeah,
the five animals that have the most extreme sex in the animal kingdom. From Business Insider, of all places. Interesting.
I like that insider knowledge.
Huh. Well,
lions have
the barnacle has proportionally the longest penis of any animal on Earth.
Oh my god, so... female lions are in heat for as many as 5 days, and she could do it as many times as 250 times.
Whoa.
That's 50 times a day.
Oh my god.
Wow.
I feel like she would just be sore. Like, could you imagine?
Yeah, that doesn't sound nice. Like, can you walk afterwards? I don't think so.
I wouldn't think so.
Well, I think we've discovered that we need to do a specific palate cleanser about animal sex. So,
That's what this was. Is that not what this is?
Well, no, we were talking about our shoulders, but then it is now. it has turned into that.
The Galloping Ab Society is on Instagram and Twitter at Galloping Abs Pod. Send us an email, if you'd like, gallopingabsociety@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to this palate cleanser. We hope it was enough.